because you didn't want to feel like you owed them something then. You say, well, I don't want to feel
obligated.
And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, I
will try.
Or they ask if you're able to, you say, sure, I do it.
I can do it, I will do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no, I
not able.
They say, can you? And you say, no, I
disabled.
Or that you say, I'd like to do that, but I just
not able.
Or using the word can, you say, I'd like to, but I just
can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, you say,
no,
I
cannot.
Or they say, will you? You say, no, I
can't.
And someone asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what all I'm going to today?
Bed.
Or would you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to, or I've done worked?
I don't know if I've ever said it, but I've heard it lots of times.
How would you hear people say that?
Well, I've done all I'm going to do.
Okay. You tell a child you're not doing what you
should do.
Or what's another way of saying that?
Promise to do.
Or what you want to do.
You haven't done what you're supposed to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he, using the word ought, you'd say he did something he
oughtn't to do.
Okay. And a child might say, tell another child, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
I'm scared.
And if you had done something that was hard work, all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you without offering to help. When you get through working, you tell them, instead of just standing there, you know, you might. You didn't have to just stand there and watch me.
You could have gone home, or you could have helped.
And someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week or sometime. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
think so.
Or I might. Do you ever say I might could?
I could say you might could. I might could.
And if you left an apple lying around, you say the skin of that apple was all
wrinkled.
Or it'd get dried and wrinkled, you say it would do what?
Dried up.
Do you ever say swivel up or shrivel?
Shrivel, yeah, you could say shrivel up.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
pure.
Or this is gin. What's another word for pure? This is genuine. And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you say you were buying it
large quantities.
Or buying it in what? Did you ever say in bulk or bulk?
Yeah, in bulk. Bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Jelly.